quiet, you primitive screwheads. Listen up.
Guys, we have a code red.
You mean code red the hospital emergency alert, code red the computer worm, or code red the cherry flavored soft drink from makers of Mountain Dew?
One ring to rule them all.
One ring to find them.
Oh, Jesus. One ring to bring them all.
And in the darkness, bind them.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
Where's my super suit?
What?
You tell me what I thought he was, woman!
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run? Did you ever see that?
No, it's probably some dumb sports movie anyway.
Sports movie?
Okay, we've got to put a spotlight on this geek stuff, man.
What the fuck are you bitches babbling about?
We need to bring this to the mainstream, to the people.
Wow, this is even better than I imagined.
We have to show the world that it ain't just about comics and toys.
I have to possess this comic.
Hey, I tried to teach you how to handle comics in the sixth grade, but oh no, you wanted to play Little League instead.
Looks like a really rich fourth grader lives here.
Look at this
place, man.
Go look.
You've got a billion toys.
I have a Mego Isis action figure.
Isis?
We're not about dressing up as Green Lantern.
How often does one see a beloved fictional character come to life?
Every year at Comic-Con.
And hoping for that one day, that one cracking day, for Cylons to bring us down impossible space-age future shit.
That's exactly what it's about.
Oh, really? Yeah, this shit ain't gonna work.
Oh, man! I'm still geeking out about it!
All right, look. There's only one return, okay? And it ain't of the king, it's of the Jedi.
Looks like we got more Lucas hounds here to mock Roddenberry.
You'll have to excuse him. He's not down with the trilogy.
There's only one trilogy, you fucking morons.
Oh, Star Wars geek.
Oh, I'm the geek? Look at you two whipping out your preciouses.
I'm gonna kick your ass back to the Shire if you don't shut your fucking mouth.
We're the stars of this piece of shit!
All right, guys, you have your mission. Go forth and wreak havoc.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Come on, you fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics he can't...
Oh, fucking take all you want. I got a Spider-Man t-shirt. I got Converse that are on it.
Indeed.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I am Big Kev.
We're doing this?
I'm Scapegoat.
You are Scapegoat, and I am OG. And now that that's out of the way...
Sound like you almost forgot.
Well, you know, it's hard. I you know, am I OG? Am I not OG?
Depends on the day.
Depends on who's
well,
yelling it.
I'll tell you this.
Someone owes you money, you're OG.
Right.
Someone wants money, you're not OG.
That's right. If it's the mayor screaming it across a crowded room... He screams it with such gusto whenever he sees me.
Oh. Oh, that mayor.
Yeah.
You mean such, smack, blink, blah, blah,
such
nickname.
Gusto. It's really love. I feel love.
It is. So, so we should say that. We had an awesome time at Geek Flea 7.
Word. I cleaned up.
I know you did.
I did very well.
OG walked in with so much stuff and walked out with like one box.
I did. I did very well.
And bought only a t-shirt while he was there.
I'm very proud of myself.
What about the empanadas?
The empanadas. But those are consumable, so that's okay.
Yeah.
No. They don't count.
Good to know.
Food and beverage doesn't count.
Got it.
Fair enough.
And actually, that was the only food I bought that day, other than a water to go with it.
Right.
I didn't have the sausage and peppers.
I didn't have sausage and peppers.
I didn't have the ooey gooey peanut butter bar.
Oh, yeah.
Which is really good, because I'm trying to behave.
I did have a blueberry thing, though.
Yeah, they looked good,
it had,
too.
Because blueberries are fruit.
But the two empanadas really was enough.
I had two empanadas, and then later on, a third empanada. Thank you, Chris Dulfer.
That's right.
For eating like a goddamn bird. What is with that kid? That kid eats like a bird.
That's fine. He's, you know.
I don't know what that means. Because there are birds that eat everything. You mean like picks at their shit and leaves
it. So it was a whole family fun day for Big Kev's Geek Stuff crew. Later that evening, we went out for a quick bite. And then we went to see The Winter Soldier.
That's right.
Which we'll get into. But so we go to the diner. Need a little bite to eat before we go to the Eden movie, which we will get to that experience when we get there. And Dulfer has a whole plate of food, and he's eaten literally six bites.
Well, that's his prerogative.
I got a side salad.
But he had like 40 cups of coffee, so he probably had no room.
It's true. That
But anyway.
That colon must be awesome.
We did see the Winter Soldier.
We did. Yeah. In the worst possible experience.
You know what?
Are you going to disagree this time?
That, no, because no, no.
You are a fan of this Forking Dine idea. No, no, and I fucking told you. Say,
listen, he has a really good defense for this.
I am going to say that was unique. That was a unique experience at that theater for me. I've never had that experience like that before.
And I will say it is not a unique experience for myself. And which is why when you suggested it. So I guess when we were discussing.
I've seen six movies there. That's the only time that I've really had an issue. And my issue wasn't the food. My issue was just the idiot sitting next to you.
No. And not only them. That was enough. No, we went to one of these AMC Eden theaters, right? And the idea here is that you can order food, you know, and there's servers and they bring you drinks and whatever you want and so on and so forth. And the idea here is that they're doing it in such a way as to not disturb your movie going experience.
Bullshit.
That's the idea. Sir, you know, like
when you finish reading that gray matter that apparently AMC gave you for this episode, you
can... right? This one's talking.
This was anyway,
I'm not going to get into
experience.
Why this is. I'm not going to get into why this is so incredibly ironic that you are doing this to me now. However, I'm going to move on and say that's the idea here, right? And so the food is what you'd
expect.
Sometimes
the idea is important.
It's pretty much Fridays, yeah. And they have drinks.
Well, it's more like Applebee's. It's just a step below Fridays.
All right. And it's somewhere in there.
Yeah.
They have drinks, though.
Sometimes it takes a while because there's lines forming at the microwaves. That's exactly what we're kind of talking about.
And they have drinks, alcoholic beverages, which I don't think helps the situation in certain predictable ways.
Sure.
But... a couple of things to notice right when you go in is that the sort of the deck in front of your seat where you're to do the eating is lit with amber lights.
Bright amber lights.
And I find them pretty bright.
They don't bother me.
They're bright as shit.
I covered them up at Chris's request.
Right. Yep.
But for me, and again, I've seen six or seven movies here at this point. They don't bother me.
I don't say that they
I just think there should be a switch where you can turn them off.
I would totally agree with that because they're not there for safety purposes. Because there's lights on the floor.
They're there because you have food in front of you.
Correct.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So if you have food in front of you, you'll want to have those lights. And let me be honest with you, even with those lights there, I still couldn't see my food.
Right. So.
Now I held out. You guys ate at the diner, but I held out because I wanted to have the experience of eating shit in a movie theater. So I held out.
Right.
Now. When we went in, I discussed with the waitress, because I'm a pretty outgoing person, and I was like, all right, so how does all this work? And she said, oh, well, here's a button. If you need me, I'll know, and if you want to order this and that and so on. I was like, okay, well, I'm going to get, I think I ordered fish and chips or something.
Which is your first mistake.
After perusing the menu for all of the delectables.
You never order seafood in a place like that.
That's not seafood. I didn't order fucking fish bake. I ordered.
I understand.
It's
microwavable fish.
Gorton's fish sticks and a ride of fries. That's what I ordered. I knew what I was getting into.
I was going to say,
look, it wouldn't have mattered what I had ordered.
Right.
That wasn't the issue. It's not that the food was bad. It's exactly what you
expect. It's what you expect.
Like, if you like Fridays and Applebee's type food,
then
you won't have a problem. Yeah. That's what it is. And I think I got a Coke also.
I had a burger there one time. It was all right.
The soda is actually cheaper than if you go to another movie theater and you buy that $7 fucking small that's actually 64 ounces.
Right.
It's actually cheaper to buy the soda there.
And you get one refill.
You get refills, but they don't show up more than once. There's no limit on the refill as far as I was told. It's just that they will not find you again.
So here's...
you have to put the light on.
It doesn't matter. They will find three people before they get to you.
Well, wait. So here's where my issues started. My issues didn't even start with the fact that there are four of us sitting together with Scapegoat sitting behind us with three compatriots next to him.
Right.
That he did not know.
Who were morons.
Yeah. Who really did. And now, and Scapegoat.
They were stereotypical theater trouble.
Hold on. But Scapegoat tells a great story. Because he says the guy turned to him before the movie and said.
He's like, don't worry. I know you're like, oh, who the fuck is this guy? Don't worry, we're gonna shut up during the movie. And then he turns to his friends and goes, don't worry, y'all motherfuckers, I don't hear a word out of your mouth when the movie actually starts. So I'm like, oh, okay. Right, I don't trust this at all, but who knows? The movie starts, there's no words for 5 minutes. And I'm like, oh, this guy wasn't lying. Because I do this when I go with friends to a movie. I talk through the trailers and all through the bullshit first look, and I say, oh yeah, the Spider-Man trailer looks okay. I do that.
I talk through movie the trailer starts. Too.
We do that.
No fucking talking. So there's 5 minutes of no talking, and I'm like, oh, this is great. This is fantastic. Not the case. Earlier.
That's when the words came up and they thought the movie ended. But they were the beginning credits, not the ending ones.
Earlier, they order one of the things that they're advertising is this drink.
The Captain America
drink. They're like, we have this margarita. It's a Captain something. I don't know. Hold on. And the dude looks at his menu. I'm quoting, by the way. There's no making fun of anyone. This is truly quotes from people sitting next to me.
Right.
And he's like, oh yeah, it's a strawberry margarita and then coconut margarita and then there's blueberry margarita. So it's red, white, and blue. And he's like, and then the guy next to me goes, how much is one of them shits? And he goes, you know, I don't know. Hold on. Silence. Hey, fucking doesn't know. It's $8.50. $8.50. Shit, man. This is $8.50.
We should be clear. This is still before the movie.
This is during trailers before the movie. Right. Man, $8.50 for one of them shits. Ah, fuck. You'd expect that. He goes, yeah. The waiter goes, yeah, I know. The other people next to him order. He goes, yo, how much was that again? The guy goes, $8.50. He goes, yeah, but does it look hot though? And he's like, what? Does the drink look hot though? And he goes, yeah, it does. He's like, all right, let me get one. There was no talking for 5 minutes. This is the prequel to the story.
Okay.
So no talking, and then the waitress comes and brings him the goddamn margarita.
Right.
At which point, he stops her and makes her take a fucking picture of the damn thing.
With the flash.
On Instagram. So the reason why he orders this drink, and the reason why he said, does it look hot, though, is
because he wants a photo.
Put it on Instagram, and he says this out loud. I'm going to put this shit on Instagram, and in all bold, I'm going to be like, drinking while watching Captain America, bitches. Hashtag, So first of all, it's a problem with the universe.
Right.
The dude is ordering something just so he can put it on fucking Instagram. And secondly, he stops the waitress, and with the dude's iPhone, full flash, four fucking times, takes pictures of the damn thing. It's just not a fun movie-going experience. And they proceed to talk through the whole thing. The guy turns to me at one point. He's like, yo, who's that, though? What did I miss? He goes to the bathroom, comes back.
Comes back. What did I miss?
Fucking annoying.
Yeah, so that was bad. If that wasn't bad enough happening right behind us.
Not
right.
fun.
What was worse, in my opinion, was...
There was a lot of clanking going on.
Not the clanking.
Oh, okay.
I had a level of expectation regarding the fact that there was loose silverware in a mostly dark place.
Right.
That idiots are going to drop it because they're morons.
I got over that. Okay.
Yeah, and I had enough time to adjust to the amber lights at all the seats. I had a time to adjust to all these things. What I didn't have time to adjust to was the servers... standing in the foyer. So, you know, if you come in stadium seating and you walk down the long aisle and then make the left or right and then the stadium seating is next to you, they're at the end by the door talking full out loud like they're in another room.
Yeah, with their bright phones checking their shit.
I'm telling you, I've never had that problem, but I've also never been to a show at 10 o'clock at night. I've gone to like 6 o'clock or like 5 o'clock.
Do you go
afternoon.
Where the theater isn't really crowded?
No. I mean, I saw Captain America opening weekend there, but I think I saw it like
did you see it
Saturday
in
afternoon.
Suites.
I did see it in the cinema suites versus this versus
so
the dine-in.
Yeah, so this is Fork and Dine, there, which is the more general admission, if you will. There's something called cinema suites, which is you have to be over 21, I believe.
Correct.
And they're actually like leather reclining chairs,
right?
Which is less annoying.
Yes.
I totally agree that it is less annoying than this experience. Now, the ticket is also $7 more for no fucking reason. I mean,
no,
I don't think it is. It
is.
It's more expensive.
No.
Yeah.
Not when I saw Pacific Rim, it wasn't.
Well, when I saw
But anyway.
It could be the 3D balanced out with
maybe,
my cinema suite.
So maybe that's what it was.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyway, we went to see cinema suites. Nice reclining chairs, that kind of thing. Still the same. To me, though, movie-going experience, I want to focus on the movie.
Right.
And just a little like light in the wrong place really messes me up.
Okay.
I get used to it. Like you said, you know, you cover up the lights in front of you, you deal with it. But, you know,
The lights to me are so, I don't know. When I watch a movie at home, I don't watch it in utter darkness either. I watch it with other lights on in my house.
Right.
So it's not as big an issue for me. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I will say that this was a rough experience, but it is the only time that I've had it that bad.
Fair enough.
You know, and quite honest with you, I've had the same exact experience just without food and cell phones instead at Clifton.
Oh, sure.
Or other theaters.
Oh, we've experienced
I know that you go to some, you know, movie theater on the mountain. That's pristine and
I have
and happy.
Have we ever had a problem at Rockaway?
Yes.
Since you
no, no.
We did?
Yeah, that one guy who yelled at us for cursing.
Yeah, that's so, right. The one
But that was it.
That was
it. He said fuck, and he's like, you're really cursing in this damn part of...
I think the unfortunate truth is that the public as a whole sucks. And going to an event with a crowd sucks.
It does. I don't want to wrap it up here, though.
Okay.
Because I want to say that when the server or when the delivery person came out and stood in front of our table and went fish and chips, and I was like, you know, and then I got my fish and chips and that was fine. And then in the middle of the third act action sequence of the movie,
right,
the server comes and brings us our checks and is standing in front of our table. And then she comes back twice more wondering if we're ready to pay. And she's not like ducking down to make sure. She is standing full up in front of my movie experience.
Yeah. That was terrible. Again, it was a unique night.
I really decided, in deference to you who had arranged all this for us, and in deference to other people who were there, and just because it was late and so on and so forth, I decided not to go to the manager of the facility and be like, I want to tell you the following things that happened.
You should have.
But because I didn't want to. No.
Then we'll have to go back. What's the point?
What do you mean?
The only thing they're going to do is either refund you for your food,
which would have been fun,
or they're going to give you tickets to see a movie at the same theater that you don't want to go back to.
Really? They wouldn't give me AMC passes that I could use at, say, a mountain theater?
That'd be nice.
I don't know. I will still
call
go.
Them, call them now.
I will Here's still go back to that theater.
Sure.
I may just think twice about going 10 o'clock at night.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think that's really what it is.
And I'm with you completely. I think that had just as much to do with it as anything else that we said. There is a certain clientele of people that come at that hour, and they care not for the movie experience of others. And so this is universally...
They treat it like a living room instead of like a movie theater.
Exactly. We discussed... I discussed this with various people in preparation for this discussion. And I said, I just think that there is a certain clientele of people where this is always going to be something, and you either learn to ignore it, or you say something about it, or you don't go where they are.
Right.
I mean, that's kind of the bottom line.
So Rockaway next time?
For me, the movie experience is important enough that I'll do any one of those things depending on the given circumstance.
Sure.
So if I will not put myself... I'm not saying I would never go there again.
Yeah.
Maybe next time we try the cinema suites.
Well, you know what? The Cap wasn't playing in the cinema suites. Otherwise, I would have...
But
it was, but it was later, and we were going to go.
But when I bought...
Yeah.
They added that... show
afterwards.
Oh, they added that show, I think, on Friday or Saturday.
Oh, wow. Okay,
it wasn't when I bought the tickets, it was not available.
No, but let me say this, I would still be open to having that experience to compare it to this experience.
Sure.
I don't want to not. This is a new way that AMC is trying to get people to go to this. The theater.
Increase revenue.
Right. Increase. Well, all right. But you know what? Let's face it. The movie experience, theater-wise, is kind of falling off. And if they're going to try to create new ways, I at least want to give it a shot. So if there is a cinema suite and it's 21 and over, and there's some different parameters about it, I am willing to give I'm willing to give that a shot.
Sure.
Now that we've reviewed the movie theater.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now that no one cares.
You want to take a break? Is that where you're going?
Let's actually talk about the movie. Let's talk about
the movie.
This is what people wanted to hear.
Let's say...
So in case you got to this point,
here, let me
by accident, you fast forwarded, just rewind about 2 seconds and listen from now on.
Right. And if you haven't seen Cap
welcome
yet,
to Big Cap's Geek Stuff,
and
episode 2.
Here's our review. Yeah, it was good. So thank you. And we'll take our first break.
Is that? If you haven't seen The Winter Soldier yet, if you haven't seen the most recent episode of S.H.I.E.L.D. yet, consider the next 10 minutes or so.
At
spoilers.
Spoiler-filled.
Spoilerific.
Spoilerific,
indeed.
If you will.
So, spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
We're saying now,
stop
listening.
You have ample
listening.
Time to stop listening.
Yes.
I don't want to hear any complaints.
Nope. That's your fault now.
That's right. It's all on you.
And you know what? If you've seen either of them, nothing we're going to talk about is going to be a surprise anyway.
No. No.
You know, and chances are, if you haven't gotten out to see Cap yet, A, what are you doing? And B, you've probably seen S.H.I.E.L.D. So...
No, actually, let's talk about that very quickly.
Okay.
Yeah, you brought this up.
Scapegoat kind of talked about it a little bit before the mics went on. But Actually, I was reading two separate articles today talked about how S.H.I.E.L.D.'s ratings this week, last night at least, were not very good. They took a significant dip, and they're attributing it to all of the hype and all of the people saying, don't watch this week's S.H.I.E.L.D. if you haven't seen Cap yet.
Right.
And all these people who have tickets either this coming week or next weekend, and now, you know, with DVRs and everything else, you could save that episode. You don't have to watch it right away. So they're attributing a dip in ratings to this week's episode to people not wanting to watch it because I haven't seen Cap yet. And if you haven't seen Cap and you do watch S.H.I.E.L.D., it ruins Cap.
It
spoils it. I mean, there's no secret.
No,
it is like a couple of Easter eggs, right?
Yeah.
That you don't know still. But for the most part, the plot of Cap is just eradicated by S.H.I.E.L.D., which is fine.
You know, I would be okay if they did S.H.I.E.L.D. this coming week as opposed to last week. I think give people another week to watch Cap. But I'm happy it was this quick. Because I would be way more annoyed if I'm waiting a month for what happened in Cap to catch up. And this is all supposed to be happening at the present time. So.
Right.
And I will say about S.H.I.E.L.D. very quickly. Well, no, we'll talk about S.H.I.E.L.D. Let's talk about Cap first.
Yeah.
I thought it was great.
Awesome.
I thought it was fantastic. Tremendous.
I really
enjoyed
it.
Movie.
I think it was awesome. They gave Black Widow some good screen time.
You know what? And I think that Kevin Feige, I think his comments regarding her and his concerns about giving her a solo movie, I think they're off base.
We're answered in the movie Lucy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I don't see why you couldn't do a Black Widow movie.
But here's why I think, right? Why put effort into a minor movie? I think the biggest risk movie that they're going to put out right now is Guardians of the Galaxy.
I agree.
And we know that if they put out two unsuccessful financially movies,
right,
they're fucked.
Do you really think it would be financially unsuccessful?
What I'm saying. Saying they're gambles.
Sure.
As opposed to putting out a Captain America, Iron Man, Thor, Avengers. They're gambles. This phase, Guardians of the Galaxy is a gamble movie of will people trust us and go see this anyway?
Do you know what the movie was in phase one?
What?
Thor.
Sure.
Yeah.
It was a gamble. So Guardians is
the gamble. So maybe down the road. But because she had such a prevalent role in Captain America, where she was essentially the second
lead
of the movie. And I read, this is a spoiler, rumor spoiler, not like a real thing. Apparently, Hawkeye takes center stage in Avengers 2, which is why he wasn't in this.
Right.
That... She doesn't need her own movie right now.
Maybe
she
somewhere
was such a big focus here. I don't want to see her yet.
Somewhere
like
in the
maybe
plan.
Down the
how
road.
Do we know? How do we know Hawkeye isn't an Hydra? Agent of another?
we already said spoiler.
Yeah. We don't have to walk around. Yeah.
How do we know Hawkeye is an agent of Hydra?
It could be. We don't know.
Hawkeye's a bad guy.
He could be.
In Marvel, he was a bad guy first.
In Avengers, he was.
Yeah,
he was possessed. Lucky. So you know,
you never know,
it's
and that staff
possible.
And everything. Yeah, so it could be.
Sure,
but I definitely enjoyed the movie. It was, it's what I wanted from I thought I saw in the trailers of Cap, which is it was darker, it was more political, it was intelligently done. It had plenty of tie-ins and Easter eggs for anyone who's a Die Hard fan. I just realized the other day, you know, the tombstone at the end
Ezekiel.
With Nick Fury, is from Pulp Fiction.
Yeah,
and they actually just dicked around. By the way, the directors are known for Arrested Development and Community, which is why they had like that comedy end where if you watch Community, Abed has a cameo in it, and I was like, why the fuck would they do that? And then I looked up the directors.
In regards to your comment about it being darker, and then we should hit on some of the other spoilers and major plot points.
Yeah.
While I think the film was darker, I think it's very important to point out, in comparison to another company's movie that put out a character that's supposed to be a very goody two shoes and somehow he snaps someone's neck in the end of the film. Captain America. I think Captain America stayed true to Captain America. And
absolutely.
I think that was very important.
Well,
and I think it's why it worked very well.
Well, I think Captain America didn't change.
Correct.
It's about his perception of the world.
Of the world.
And the worlds that change. The
right.
world well, has changed.
His country.
Right.
Right.
Right. Yeah. And that's what makes it interesting and political and timely, right. and it deals with all the NSA stuff. Like, I mean, it's clearly all modeled on current events. And
that's
stuff.
Important because
so
some people criticized
that
it was modeled on current events?
No, that he wasn't dark enough and that he was like too goody two shoes.
Why would he go dark?
It's fucking Captain America.
Yeah, no, it doesn't work. It doesn't work, especially when you're dealing with... Yeah.
Just because DC did it doesn't mean Marvel has to make the same misstep.
What I took away is that the NSA is actually Hydra.
is that what it was?
That's what you took away from. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm I'm happy with how they handled Captain America.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think Winter Soldier was a really big cop-out, like that they didn't really... I mean, I get it. He was totally controlled.
Right.
So our idea of he will become Captain America is totally fine because he was never really in control of any of the negative things he ever did, blah, blah.
Right, right. Which is true anyway. I mean, that's how Winter Soldier was anyway. It's
right. Is Captain America in comics ever take over S.H.I.E.L.D. at some point? Does he ever rebuild S.H.I.E.L.D.? Because I feel like that's where he's headed.
No, actually, I think Tony Stark ends up taking over S.H.I.E.L.D., doesn't he, after Civil War?
I think so. I don't remember.
I feel
does
like
it, doesn't Steve
it feel
Rogers
like,
become president or something?
He does eventually become president.
Like doesn't
that.
It feel like Steve? He's about to take over S.H.I.E.L.D. or rebuild it or something.
They even
say at one point, "You're going to give the orders now." Like it feels like Nick Fury's going on his own mission, which would be a cool episode of S.H.I.E.L.D. that they'll never do because Samuel Jackson's probably not going to do TV.
Except that he's coming back for the season finale of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah.
Never mind.
He will be in the season finale of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I would watch that as a side plot, like him actually going after everyone. That'd be really cool.
Yeah.
But I feel like Captain America's poised to take over S.H.I.E.L.D.
You mean Shaft?
No, actually.
Yeah, pretty much.
Nick Fury as Shaft. Yeah.
I don't agree with that, and I'll tell you why. Because I think Captain America wants nothing to do with anything that was called S.H.I.E.L.D. at this point. I think he is so sullied on what S.H.I.E.L.D. became.
But think about
but
the woman,
reason it became that way is because of the influence of Hydra.
I understand. Right.
So they'll convince him that it won't be that way again, but the country still needs it, and that's why it'll
and
come.
He'll, but, he'll start over.
But
not him.
But he doesn't... But he didn't... The whole movie, up until the point that Nick Fury was killed, and really the whole movie, even up until the point that you find out that
Did
Hydra...
Did you say Nick Fury was killed?
Yeah, and then he comes back. It's like a comic book movie.
What?
Where Hydra takes over. The entire movie, Cap didn't like anything that S.H.I.E.L.D. was doing. He didn't like anything that Nick Fury was asking him to do.
And that was the commentary on...
Right. So
yes,
that's
no,
why I don't see him taking over S.H.I.E.L.D.
But that's
I
what
see
I'm
him,
saying.
I see he him the... taking. I see him starting something new that may eventually become S.H.I.E.L.D. again.
I don't think
he's going to be under the S.H.I.E.L.D.
Fury.
Banner.
I think that's going to be Fury.
Starts S.H.I.E.L.D.?
No. Yeah.
I don't think so. I think they put him on a rogue, kill all the Hydra people mission. Like that was where he said that, right? He's going to Europe and taking out the
I don't know
people.
Well, there's a lot of clues to that in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., but we haven't gotten to that yet.
But the other thing that you hear from Captain America and what Nick Fury says is you're giving the orders now, and he turns to that leader, and he's the moral compass that guides Black Widow to being a good person.
Yeah.
Like it makes sense that he would say,
except that who's he giving the orders to?
Well, is he going to be the new front man of Avengers?
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
Black Widow leaves, right? Technically, the Avengers are only right. She leaves for now. Hawkeye isn't in the picture, although you notice she was wearing the little arrow pendant. Yeah. So that was cute. So she's kind of gone. Hawkeye isn't really in the picture. Tony Stark is not really in the picture, although he's
at Avengers Tower.
He's in Avengers Tower.
Yeah.
It's not Avengers Tower yet.
It is Avengers Tower. It has the A on it.
Just has the A on it.
Oh, it's Avengers Tower.
They didn't refer to it as Avengers Tower.
Yeah, at the end of Iron Man 3.
Yeah.
They referred to it as Avengers Tower.
Didn't they?
No.
I thought they did.
No, sir.
It looks like it has a big A and all the Avengers hang out there. They'll have rooms for training and shit.
Stark Tower.
It doesn't say Stark Industries anymore. It's just got the big A with the circle around it.
Yeah, because they didn't get it fixed.
It's Avengers Tower.
Yeah. Okay. Start the place that will become
the formerly known.
What will be known as
Avengers Tower.
Futurely.
Yeah.
Futurely.
Yep. Subsequently known as Avengers Tower.
Of or like the future.
What else?
Futurely.
Yeah, there you go. You're welcome.
Dr. Strange, Stephen Strange.
Yeah,
was
I like that little
out
shout
there.
Out.
That was nice.
Actually,
was nice.
One comment I wanted to make about Black Widow earlier is that they played her as a strong female character, yet on at least two solid occasions, there was just a low angle shot aimed right at her ass.
Well,
there which is. Which is lovely. I'm just saying. I mean, it's not like it didn't upset me. It kind of
it's all right.
It's a little weird.
There's nothing weird about that. Is there something you want to tell us?
Chris Evans walking around with his shirt off.
Yeah, that's true.
There's
some eye candy moments.
Yeah,
all
I was
going
to say. There's right. Everybody gets a little bit of something.
Right, you're right.
If you like bloated old juice, there's plenty of Gary Shandling in the movie.
Yeah. There was just enough Gary Shandling in the movie for
and
me
Robert
to be satisfied.
And Robert Redford for all the people who like sun-damaged skin.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, Redford is the bad guy.
His reunion with Paul Newman via salad dressing, if you haven't
read that. That's funny.
Stephen Strange's name is dropped
really
predominantly.
Really predominantly.
So we know that's coming.
Right.
Well, they say that it could be, there was an interview where he's like, and he could be in middle school at this point.
He's like, well, like, no, the idea behind the targeting system is that it's targeting people that could potentially become a problem.
Yeah,
right.
So is he the Sorcerer Supreme when Cap 2 is going on? Probably not.
Yeah.
Whatever, that's fine.
He's just the Sorcerer's Apprentice.
Yeah. Oh, boo.
What?
What
Disney,
else?
Come on. I Disney know, owns Marvel.
That's a brilliant joke. I thought Falcon was really good.
Falcon's cool.
I liked Mackie. I liked the guy that played him. I thought the character was cool. I dug the wings. I was down with the adaptation of the wings.
It's really good to have a black sidekick. It's good.
Every Marvel movie needs
as long as,
don't they?
As long as he doesn't
Iron Man.
As long as he doesn't ask for as much money as Chris Evans in the next picture, he'll be fine. They would have to recast
That's right.
Him.
That's right.
Maybe
with Terrence Howard in the wings going, y'all work free. I just want back in.
Wow.
I was trying to think who Thor's black sidekick was. I was coming up.
Idris Elba.
So
Idris
Elba.
Is that who that was?
Yeah.
Idris Elba.
When are they making a Black Panther movie?
As soon as they find a white sidekick.
Yeah.
Kazar.
Well, look, they have films planned out to 2028, so
yeah.
you never know.
But, you know, all that means is they had a meeting once and they wrote down on a napkin what comics can
do. Well, let's get back to it, which is, they obviously predominantly dropped Stephen Strange.
Right.
So that has to be coming to something. But more important, there were other things, too.
More important like to the Cap universe.
The guy who, the soldier who was, like, Cap's number two.
Yeah.
The S.H.I.E.L.D. agent guy. I can't remember his name now, who was, like, Cap's number two guy.
Yeah.
Who gets blown up and burnt at the
end.
Yeah,
Romulo.
And take him out in the,
He becomes Crossbones.
That's Crossbones. Yeah, so that's actually, he's a fairly significant character.
Which is significant because Crossbones and Agent 13, a.k.a. Sharon Carter.
Yeah. Who becomes Cap's girlfriend in the comics.
Those are the two responsible for killing Cap. Crossbones shoots him, and Carter, who is under some sort of mind control at the time, actually finishes him off.
Yep.
And that's what leads to Winter Soldier taking over for Cap.
So they pretty much laid
all of that out.
If they're going to go that way, they definitely laid the groundwork for it in this movie.
So that was
Sharon Carter actually is his girlfriend in the comics
absolutely.
Some time. So we have Crossbones, we have Sharon Carter, obviously now identified. Right. They mentioned Stephen Strange, and then in the after credits, there was clearly Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch.
Oh yeah,
the Miracles,
the twins. They call them the Miracles.
So it says Magneto.
But who called them the Miracles?
Oh, Von Strucker. Yeah,
who is the de facto head of Hydra in the modern universe somehow without the skull? Because he doesn't want to come back. Because
Hugo Weaving
was like, go fuck yourself.
Right. I don't think they would fit either, trying to bring him back.
Well,
why not? The end of Cap, he disappears
into space.
So
The Tesseract zaps
him. Maybe Guardians of the Galaxy.
Come back.
Maybe he's at the end of Guardians of the Galaxy.
And to be quite honest with you, they could bring him back without Hugo Weaving. They
absolutely.
Just CGI the Red Skull head on somebody else and it'll work.
It wasn't even CGI. That wasn't CGI.
Mask it up or however you want to do it.
Makeup. But yeah, they totally could go that way. I don't think they will.
No, I think that character.
Yeah, I think that's done.
If they're gonna, at some point though, I think they're gonna have to revisit that at some point.
Loki's
staff is in the possession of Von Strucker, obviously via S.H.I.E.L.D.
Right.
S.H.I.E.L.D./Hydra. Should we call it Shydra?
I was reading that there's some people who think that Loki's staff, the gem in Loki's staff, is actually potentially the mind gem.
Yeah.
Oh, from the
gauntlet.
Infinity Gauntlet.
So we have power, right? We have space, power, and possibly mind now. Space was Tesseract, power was the Aether from Thor 2.
Right.
Mind could be Loki's gem. So
they're all
so there's three more.
So Guardians of the Galaxy.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
We'll have another one.
I was surprised that there was no
Guardian tie.
There was no tie into Guardians. I'll be honest with you. Even in the Stinger, I thought there'd be something.
No, they don't want
to. The Avengers 2, but the Avengers 2 setup was fine.
The Avengers 2 setup was perfect.
And Scarlet Witch that's exactly what we expected to see. So no one's surprised there.
Nope.
Von Strucker was an interesting choice because if you can't have the Red Skull, Von Strucker's the next
best
thing.
Sure.
So that was also there. And let's talk about one of my favorite characters in the movie.
Who?
Arnim Zola.
That was a nice touch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Arnim Zola was played by what's his name?
I don't know.
Toby.
Don't know Toby
somebody.
That guy.
Scapegoat to look it up. And it was played by him and you don't see the character is captured in Cap.
Right.
So what you don't see is I guess at some point they What's that?
Isn't it Project Paperclip?
Project Paperclip.
Which is a real thing.
Yes, it is,
Operation,
that is a real thing.
Operation Paperclip, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Which is where they're getting German scientists to help them win the war and then help to build S.H.I.E.L.D.
Right.
But as Arnim Zola gets older and apparently gets sick, sometime it looks like by the equipment in the 60s or 70s, I guess Arnim Zola finds a way to download himself a la Transcendence into enormous tape computer banks. So you got to think like old school, like the Whopper computer, like kind of machinery.
It was almost like an old school, like NASA command room.
Exactly. But just tape machines everywhere. And this is apparently Arnim Zola, but he appears on screen like a sort of a
Toby Jones.
Toby Jones, thank you. It's a sort of a misshapen, sort of circa 1980s graphic
headroom
kind of face.
And they make that
less succinct than that.
They make that awesome joke
about
War Games. Did they make it?
Oh, the War Games joke. Yeah.
And do you want to play? I saw that one.
Yeah,
that was really cool. Of course, presumably he's gone now, but.
They blowed it up, right?
They did, but is that the whole thing? Because it seems to me, it looked like he was on, what's his name's phone also.
Oh, I don't know.
No, I think he's gone.
I think he was housed there.
Let's assume he's gone. It was still a great appearance.
Yeah.
Great way to wrap it up and bring that character in and just introduce him into the universe, sure.
And explain how S.H.I.E.L.D. brought Hydra in. Like, it's the government's fault for doing it.
It was
like,
great.
It brings in a whole other... Yeah, it's really well tied together, and there's no gaping plot hole or like that's bullshit moment.
Although I did see a headline and I just refused to read it. It was all the gaping plot holes or the plot holes you could fly a plane through in Cap 2.
I hate that shit though, because most of the time you read it and it's really not a plot hole.
It's not a plot hole at all.
I didn't like it.
Guy's defunct.
How
shithead
does Cap
opinion.
S.H.I.E.L.D. always come back to his arm?
Yeah, like that kind of shit.
How about suspend your disbelief, douchebag?
How about they've been doing that for years in the book,
exactly.
So just accept
they do something
it.
Like, how do they not know Nick Fury was dead because his iPad, like that kind of shit. I don't want to read that. It just
right. So yeah, it was great. Let's talk about S.H.I.E.L.D. though.
Shaft, agent of S.H.I.E.L.D.
let's move on to S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yes,
Coulson and friends.
Coulson and friends.
So it was a direct follow up to Cap.
It was, which was exciting.
It kind of happened concurrently / slightly after.
I think it was right.
Concurrent.
I think it was concurrent.
No, because at one point, Victoria Hand is like, with the thing in the background, Cap just took down the three helicarriers.
Yeah,
right.
So part of the episode is happening
during the movie.
And slightly thereafter. Yeah.
Great episode. Ballsy. I think it was ballsy.
Yep.
You
think it's legit?
No.
What do you mean?
No, absolutely. That's still Sitwell, whatever his name is. Not Sitwell.
I don't know any of the characters' names. You're going to have to help me.
The meat, the muscle on S.H.I.E.L.D.
Uh-huh.
The muscle on Coulson's team.
I can't remember his name.
I can't think of his name now.
It's killing me now.
Skye's S.O.
Yeah.
Is actually Hydra? I don't think so. I think it was a work.
So you think it is.
He set up the three of them to get fake shot in order to fool.
No, I think he is.
You think he's legit?
And maybe it's just because I really hope they do something that ballsy and keep with it. My only problem is this character they introduce that he makes a dumb slip up and you find out that he's the clairvoyant. He hasn't been in the show enough for me to care that that's a plot twist.
No, here's the thing.
The twist wasn't that it was him. The twist was that it wasn't Victoria Hand.
Exactly.
That was the twist.
Because it looked like...
Right, Saffron.
It looked like Saffron Burroughs was it.
And that was cool, where they're about to kill her, and she goes, great, you passed the test. I'm like, well done. Like, I like
well
that they
played.
Did that. I like that they did that. It's just there's something about, you know, I think they wanted that to hit harder, because they keep talking about how great friends they were, and they've heard this story before, and
But
I just don't care. Like, I guess it plays to Coulson's character on,
right,
this is his great friend over the years, how the fuck did he miss this kind of thing, and that'll matter. But, like, I don't care that he happens to be... And because he's such a big actor, I knew he had a bigger part than just his
I think the clairvoyant was undermined last week once they figured out that the clairvoyant wasn't actually somebody special but was really just a mole.
Right.
I think it didn't matter who it became. It could, you know, Bill Paxton was a great patsy again because of the relationship to Coulson, but once they kind of pulled the rug out from what it was and that it wasn't a psychic and that it wasn't someone that had been injected with some sort of serum to make him special. Then it was just a mole, and who cares?
And can we talk about for a second an actor of the quality of Brad Dourif sitting muscleless and not moving or speaking in a chair only to get shot 6 minutes later?
Yeah.
And what did he have? A half a dozen lines that were taped?
Yeah.
And he just sat there like blinking? Holy crap. Not since that dude on Star Trek played Christopher Pike in the original series have I seen, you know, a less used actor in what would should be a significant role. Holy cow.
Maybe that's amazing. Why. Maybe that's what made it believable for us as the audience.
Maybe.
Because it's such a significant actor playing that character.
Well, but that on the flip side, though, that to me meant that Paxton had to be Hydra.
All right, so then
why have him in there? Yeah. Why have Bill Paxton in there and not...
That's what I'm saying.
So let me ask you this.
That's why I knew it was...
Who had been sending commands now?
That's
Who's been
real.
Sending commands to Deathlok?
Oh.
Via the eye. Was it Bill Paxton?
Yeah.
So is this now the flip for Deathlok? Is this what allows him to no longer be a dick?
Maybe.
And become
a
good guy?
Or maybe it's somebody completely different.
But now someone else in Hydra has it. Cut one head off, two head, you know, whatever. There's someone else running him.
Right, but the question is who other than Von Strucker that we know from Captain?
Right.
Who's left from Hydra? Like
the whole group.
I understand, but
what name character is currently the head of Hydra?
Is the head of Hydra?
Well, that's Von Strucker. There's no doubt about it.
Well, he's the Fury.
Is he the question you're asking though? Is he the one that's running Deathlok? I don't think so.
No,
I think they're going to save that for the finale, and we're going to find out it's somebody completely different.
So, speaking of the finale, Fury is back for the finale,
which is not next week.
There's three more episodes,
and next week's is a 2-hour.
Yes.
Is it?
And
yep.
No, it is not.
No, it's they're cheat. Airing this
they're
episode.
They're airing this week's episode again. Yeah.
Oh, is that what they're doing?
Yeah. The new episode to, again, allow people who didn't watch for the movie and don't have DVR, because who doesn't have DVR?
Well, they want more ratings.
They want more ratings.
Well, you know, some
Kobe
people
Smothers
don't know how to set their VCR.
Is, I think, in the second to last episode.
Oh, yeah?
Agent Hill is in the second to last episode. So, Agent Kobe Smothers.
Got it.
So there's that. So I don't know. I think S.H.I.E.L.D. finally took a nice step in a good direction.
It's actually a good program that I would continue to watch, say, if it had a future.
Well,
what will it be next year? Agents of what?
Well, again, S.H.I.E.L.D. will be rebuilt.
Oh, please Coulson and Friends for one episode.
I thought it was cool that the Hydra logo came up.
Yeah, I like that. That was great. Yeah, that was a nice touch.
That was nice really touch.
Cool. One thing going back to Cap, though. And I understand why.
So when we said 10 minutes, we meant 20.
Yeah, I know. Whatever. We don't have a lot of product. Crap. We can move on.
We'll
do a voicemail. And then
I just wanted
on.
To let you know, if you skip forward, about that. We estimated the time wrong.
I kind of did miss some sort of cameo by Coulson in Cap.
I agree. But it wouldn't have made sense with the episode.
I know
Shield.
It wouldn't have made sense, but he loves Cap so much.
Yeah.
He's such a fanboy of
but,
Cap.
You know, but considering everything that was going on in the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.,
of course.
It would have been awkward for him to show up.
I hope, though, that they consider giving him some role in Avengers 3.
That goes back to this conversation.
Yes. All right. Are we done? Can we take our first break now?
Well,
that we're 42 minutes into the show.
If you think you've said enough,
I think we've said enough.
So we'll take our first break and our last break.
That's right.
OG, on this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 325, Coulson and Friends.
Hi, this is Otto from the Pig Roast with Otto and George. You're listening to Super Game Stuff with Coke Logic. Akak!
Ahoy, ahoy, and welcome to Game Stuff. I'm your host, Coke Logic. Sony has officially announced that the award-winning PlayStation 3 game, The Last of Us, is being brought to the PlayStation 4 this summer. The Last of Us Remastered will be 1080p at 60 frames per second and contain the Left Behind DLC. Besides that, it's pretty much the same game. If you're looking forward to The Last of Us and you have a PlayStation 3, you could play the game tonight. But on the off chance that you haven't played this game and you have a PlayStation 4, hooray for you. The Last of Us Remastered comes out this June 2014. Nintendo has announced the release windows for Super Smash Bros. The 3DS version will be released this summer, while the Wii U version will be released winter 2014. As Daniel Kaiser of Epic Battle Axe tweeted, "The difference between the 3DS version and the Wii U version is you'll buy the 3DS version." Daniel Kaiser is a funny dude. Gearbox has announced Borderlands, the pre-sequel. No, that's not a misprint. It's a pre-sequel, meaning the game will be a sequel to Borderlands 1 and a prequel to Borderlands 2. It's not DLC, but a full-fledged game, which takes place on the moon and tells how Borderlands 2 beloved supervillain Handsome Jack came to power. Borderlands 2, the pre-sequel, looks pretty much identical to Borderlands 2, which is why it's coming out for last-gen consoles only, Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, and PC, sometime this fall. The Elder Scrolls Online is out now for the PC. Some people love it, some people dislike it. All we know for sure is they started with a money-making name brand and built a game around that. The Elder Scrolls Online is out now for the PC. And finally, you wouldn't know it, but Titanfall has been released for Xbox 360. And after weeks of hearing podcasters and game sites lament how Microsoft is hiding the game to boost Xbox One sales, and they wish Microsoft would just come out and talk about the port of Titanfall. And after all that complaining, these same cheese dicks don't do reviews for Titanfall on Xbox 360 to let their readers know what's up. As of this recording, there are zero reviews on Metacritic. I would name names on which outlets are guilty, except it's all of them. The closest I found to a review was a small amendment made to the Xbox One review on IGN. If they weren't sent copies of the game, say that. If they signed a non-disclosure agreement in order to gain access to the Xbox One version, say that. But say something. You see all of these bullshit articles, and then when there is finally a question that needs answering, no one comes to the table. Well, guess what? I rented Titanfall for the Xbox 360 and fucking played it. My conclusion? It's fine. The textures have been significantly reduced, and the frame rate hovers around 30 to 45 frames per second instead of 60, but for a next-gen game adapted to a last-gen system, it's a completely competent port. Even if it doesn't look as good, the core gameplay is still intact. I've played the PC version, and now I've played the Xbox 360 version, and you would not be remiss to play this game. Play it. This is Coke Logic signing off for Game Stuff.
And we are back with this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Sorry.
Episode 320. Huh? Sounded like you burped. Was that Ajita? What did you eat before the meal? The show?
A badger.
Was it a badger? Is that what it was?
A badger and a Dr. Pepper.
Can you get a vinyl badger at Suburban Vinyl? Do they have that?
Oh, yes. Suburban Vinyl. If you speak to our friend Blink, mayor, you may get a badger.
Really?
Or a lollipop.
Whichever is more likely.
Is available.
I'm going to guess the lollipop.
Of course, lovely Suburban
if they
Vinyl.
Had badger lollipops, though. That would be not badger flavored, man. Like badger shaped.
Yeah. There, get a resin for that.
Beaver flavored lollipops. Oh. In lovely Waldwick, New Jersey. Don't forget.
First, I have no words.
Don't forget. You can check out Suburban Vinyl, of course, online as well over at suburbanvinyl.com, yes. Where there is a coupon code.
And it is Big Kev.
And that will get you
10% off your entire order.
That's right.
The whole thing.
So be sure to check out both the store if you're local and the online store, of course, for
locally,
all of your...
Locally, though, it is true. If you go in and mention Big Kev's Geek Stuff, sure. you will get a lollipop.
You will, in fact, get a lollipop.
Are you going to make any more lightly veiled vagina jokes?
I am not going to make any more lightly veiled.
What was the vagina joke?
Yeah, I'm not gonna go
missed
there.
It. What are you nope, talking I'm trying about?
To are you serious?
No, he's not serious.
No, I'm not serious. Did you meet me today?
Serious isn't even a mode on this show.
I had a point. I apologize.
Serious is like a point of articulation that he doesn't have.
My eyes fluttered. Wow. I didn't know what was going on. I'm confused.
Do you have a 20-year flashback? What happened there?
I think I was momentarily taken over by Hydra. I don't know what's going on.
Looked like you had a stroke.
All right.
Somebody rebuild you, Coulson? That's right. That was Tahiti.
It was lovely. It's a magical place.
Magical place.
Well, moving on with the show.
Yeah, Suburban Vinyl is a good place to go to.
We do have a voicemail to play this.
Yeah, let's do that.
So let's play that now.
Hey, guys. This is Scanner51 from Twitter, and I have something to add to episode 323 when you talked about maybe Shredder creating the Ninja Turtles in the new movie. Well, as I remember... on the back of the action figures, the original ones from the 80s, it had like a four-panel comic that showed Shredder pouring the ooze down the sewer, which caused Splinter to turn into a rat and the turtles to turn into Ninja Turtles. So I don't know if that's the original from the comics. I don't even remember it in the cartoon, but I do remember that on the back of the toys. Great show, guys. Talk to you soon.
All right, so there you go. Voice yeah. Mail. So I have a response. Do either of you have a response before I give my response?
I'm actually looking at some old card backs right yes. now. I don't see what he's talking about.
I vaguely recall something like that. I don't remember if it was on the card back, though.
Uh-oh. I may have just found it.
Okay. Is it on the card back?
Yeah, keep going. Keep going. I will confirm.
My answer to that would be that there's a difference between Shredder directly creating the Turtles in an attempt to create heroes to save New York, and Shredder taking the mutagen from Dimension X and pouring it down the sewer and it accidentally landing on Splinter and four Turtles.
Okay.
Which I believe is what happened in the cartoon, is the mutagen came from Dimension X. I believe Splinter or Shredder may have poured it down the sewer. It wasn't like he was directly trying to create heroes, which is what the trailer for the new film implies.
Right.
That they were working in a lab to try to create heroes.
Okay, here we go. I got it. I'm going to give you the gray matter. Clearly, I can't tell you what the pictures are, but it says, "The evolution of the turtles. A boy's bowl of pet turtles fall into the stench of an underground city sewer. They land on Splinter, a penniless but powerful ninja master who lives in the muck."
Okay.
Splinter is human.
Right.
Was that right from the comics?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't
Splinter think... was human? Yeah, absolutely.
Was he?
Yeah.
I thought he was a rat who then gained human. No, okay.
I don't believe so.
I don't remember. I'd have to look. Splinter's enemy Shredder, leader of the evil Foot Clan, pours a disgusting green ooze over Splinter and accidentally the turtles, hoping to zap him dead. Instead, the turtle pets mutate into turtle teens.
Right.
And Splinter turns into the biggest rat ever to face a trap.
Terrible. Okay.
Splinter, the big cheese leader, teaches the turtle. The big cheese leader. Wow.
Speaking of big cheese.
Holy yeah. shit. Teaches the turtles the ways of the ninja. Together, they form a kick-stomping, fighting team for the side of good against the deadly Foot Clan. Get ready for the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
First of all, you need to send me that image so that I could share it with our listeners. And second of all, that's pretty close to what I said. There's still a difference between Shredder working in a lab with April O'Neil's dad to try to create heroes and Shredder pouring goo down a drain in an attempt to kill Splinter and them mutating.
I don't think that is the origin from the books. I don't think I don't think Splinter's human in the original comic.
I thought he was.
I'm gonna look. You guys can talk about it.
Well, I mean, I don't have anything else to say. I guess
why don't we put the show on hold for 1 second and let me see. Haha, I have the answer. Splinter has two... I found this on Wikipedia, by the way. Splinter has two origin stories, and which one is used depends on the medium. In the original version of the tale, this means in the book,
right?
He was Hamato Yoshi's pet rat. In others, he is Hamato Yoshi himself, but always having been mutated into form of a man-sized rat.
Okay, so there you go.
I didn't think he was a human in the comic book.
I thought he was Hamato Yoshi, but I guess I was recalling the fact that he was his pet.
He's Hamato Yoshi in the cartoon.
Yeah, well, that I remember.
Yeah.
All right. So thank you, of course, for calling in.
Yeah.
And
we hope we cleared that up for you.
If you have any questions or anybody else has any questions or you want to comment on our responses to the question, give us a call at the GVM line.
425-920-6050.
Yeah. And in case we didn't make that clear. Yeah. He was exactly right. There's a little 4-panel comic on the car back, which you can see at the website or if you're watching.
Right.
Or looking at us on a device that has pictures.
You mean an iPod Color?
An iPod Color.
Nice.
If you're on iPod Color, you got problems. but the caller is exactly correct. Yeah, it's really interesting.
Yeah, so there you go.
Did somehow that call generate out of us discussing what has become even more impressive, a setup of your Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles versus Mauser droids? Do you have like 100 of them yet?
I have 63.
Oh my God.
Wow.
We've got to get you to 100.
There are 63.
They are awesome looking. Oh my God. I wish I had thought of that before you. I really do wish I had
thought of that. I thought of that on the spot on the show the first time we talked about the pack. It was just kind of out of the blue.
Oh man. I wish I had thought of that first. That's a really cool display.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
A couple of comics came out this
week. Was there any news?
Before we talk about there was a bunch of news.
Tant.
But I don't know. It'll keep, I guess. We'll keep some of it for now.
Is there anything significant in
it? Star Wars started filming.
Mayhew
has been confirmed as Chewbacca.
Oh, a casting confirmation.
although it hasn't been confirmed by Disney, it's been confirmed by The Hollywood Reporter. So technically,
Latina Review.
So just to be clear, not confirmed.
Not confirmed. Right. Okay. I said that, and then I got shit on by the source.
As I understand it, Peter Mayhew, not much in the way of walking.
No, I think he had surgery recently.
Oh, did he?
And I think he's okay again.
Oh, okay.
Actually, something that was kind of big. Marvel and Disney officially gave the release date for Captain America 3, which is the same day that DC has pushed Batman versus Superman back to. And as of now, Warner Brothers is like, yep, we're not budging. And Marvel's like, no. So as of right now, they're opening on the same exact day.
So Cap and Superman Batman are open the same day.
We'll see what happens with that.
Someone's going to give. Well, you know, I did hear a rumor. Didn't we hear a rumor last week that Affleck was trying to get out?
Oh, I didn't hear that.
I did.
But I thought I heard that it was getting pushed back again.
Oh, really?
So
big surprise there.
I have some Arrow spoilers, but I'll save that it's not as spoilery. I think that's it. News was really Winter Soldier and Shield were the biggest things this week. But before you talk about those, I want to just talk two other things. I've read the new Daredevil issue one of the new run.
Wait, which issue one?
The new,
because there was a 1.5 today. So
I didn't read that. Okay. I read the one that came out about 2 weeks ago. I guess.
Are you fucking kidding me? There's a 1.5.
I didn't hate it.
Uh-huh.
And I kind of understand the move to San Francisco. Did Foggy die?
Good question.
Okay, so you don't know.
No.
Okay. So
nobody knows.
So I think he moved to San Francisco to get away from what he's experiencing after Foggy either dying or some sort of massive falling out.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't a bad issue. I've also read the first 2 issues of the new Moon Knight. Really good.
Yeah, I know.
Really good.
Yeah, I'm actually going to do that new Moon Knight in trades. I've always been a fan of Moon Knight.
So have I, but I guess I always forget that he's just our lunatic.
Yeah, he's just a nutball.
He's just a fucking crazy person.
He's Batman, but he's just given over to the crazy.
Yeah, he's just nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great character.
And then in this week's books, Nightcrawler 1 is out this week, which I'm pretty excited for.
Yeah. Only a few covers, too. So
yeah, only like 30 or 40 covers. So we're good.
And next week, Nightcrawler 1.5.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because it's a one. It has one on it. Speaking of ones,
I am excited about that as well.
Yeah, it's Batman Eternal number one.
Yes.
So this is a weekly series.
Right. And it's kind of like anthology. Anthology, right?
Yeah. So this one actually gets you, hopefully they broke them all down. They did. Scott Snyder, James Tynion. Story and script, and then there are consulting writers, Ray Fox, John Layman, Tim Seeley. Art is by Jason Fabok, who's really good, as we know. And the rest of it, nothing you care about.
Okay.
So, it's going to be a great weekly book. The art is really tremendous. I'm looking forward to reading it.
Did they kill off Dick Grayson in DC? During that Forever Evil?
Did they?
All right, so again, you don't know.
So, do they ever?
Well, they killed off Damien, and I don't think he's actually coming back.
Guess what?
No, I don't think he's back.
Not yet.
I read something the other day that I think they're being serious about.
His grandfather is Ra's al Ghul.
I know.
There's no way that kid is not coming. And he's the son of Batman. Right. There's no way that kid is not coming back,
son. What is that coming out? The animated movie?
This week, I think, or next week.
Next week, I think.
Oh, okay.
And the other... So that's... A brand new Batman number one ongoing series is significant. So we should say that that's why we wanted to talk about it. It looks great. You should definitely pick it up. Weekly, like we said, going to be some great stuff. But on the other side of things, in the more independent...
I gave up on that.
Why?
Because I started to get bored by it.
Really?
Yeah, I really liked the first couple issues, and then I got bored by it, and so I gave up on it.
I'm kind of surprised. I think it's a really great book.
Yeah, I'm just
not. What book is that?
East of West, Volume 2 has come out in trade form. Really bored of it?
I'm kind of surprised. It kind of got convoluted to me, and I got a little bored, and I was like, I'm kind of done. Like, I read a lot of other things, and I didn't have time for it, and, you know, I'd rather read Saga. I'd rather read Saga twice.
I like East of West. I don't think I like it as much as Saga, but I like it a lot.
Yeah. No, look, I mean, it's Space clear. Western. It's for some people. It just wasn't for me.
I really like it. So anyway, Volume 2 is out. Check that out. A lot of hype behind the book. I think deservedly so. OG is... jury is out. I guess you're out on that. And then, of course, there's Scapegoat's pick of the week. Scapegoat?
Nothing. Just nothing.
Just bringing it all to the table.
That's right.
It's nothing.
What do you got there?
I have product.
Yeah, I see that. But your gigglingness about the product is what is attracting me here.
So this is direct from China.
These are awesome.
They are called Superheroes. And what? They are Lego minifigure knockoffs.
So Rego?
They're Rego, that's right. What I like is the line is just mixed. It's not Marvel, it's not DC, it's a little bit of everybody.
It's just superheroes.
A little bit of everybody in there. This is, I got, of course, the Green Arrow piece.
Imagine if you...
Is it actually called that? Is it allowed to be called that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, look at it. It's, if you look at the...
Hey, there's a guy in here who looks like the Winter Soldier.
If you look at the card, it says Green Arrow, and it's the new 52 Green Arrow logo. It is absolutely... Yeah, it comes with a trading card with, like, power stats. Most impressive thing, though, is that the print is flawless. It's not bad. I mean, it's there. It's not smudged. It's not blurry or screwed up.
Is there Batman behind him?
It might be.
Shooting a gun? What the fuck?
Let me say.
It's the Winter Soldier, one of these, but no Cap. Oh, there's Cap.
I think that is Batman. It looks kind of like Batman Beyond, actually.
Where?
It's weird.
On the card.
Let me see. Oh, I have that image.
Yeah.
That's bad. That looks like the, what you call it, Batman.
What?
The Flashpoint.
Oh, maybe.
It looks like Flashpoint Batman.
So, yeah. So, but again, so the difference
is... Yeah, that's what, I think it's Flashpoint Batman.
What led me to this was the actual Green Arrow Lego minifigure was a San Diego Comic-Con exclusive. And it's going for like $300 or $400. And it's nothing but... It's this figure, this scale, no cool setting, no fancy accessories.
So you should resell that online and just lie. Yeah.
This was $7 shipped from China.
That is less expensive.
Significantly less
expensive. It's a good deal.
Yeah.
I checked out the little sheet.
So, a listener of the show who actually had a voicemail last week, and he's the guy that shot the Green Arrow, the Arrow figures for us last week, Fireball13Z on Twitter. He's a big Lego minifigure collector, and he's got a bunch of these. And he says that he's only had a couple of duds, you know, where the printing kind of comes in fucked up. But for the most part, they're great. And again, at $7 a figure, I mean, you know.
Why not?
You can't go wrong.
You can't go wrong.
If there's a character that you want, like the Venom is kind of cool, Thing is kind of cool, Deadpool is cool. You know, if Loki is cool. I mean, if you want them, they're $7. You can't go wrong. You could find these on the eBay.
Yeah?
There's a plethora of them.
There's a
myriad.
A myriad.
There was a Cap there that looked nice. And a Winter Soldier.
So
Huh, interesting.
I don't know the company that's putting them out because I don't think the company's actually listed anywhere on the package.
I don't want to get sued directly.
I know the company who's not putting them out.
It just says superheroes.
I think they don't want to get sued directly. They're probably the same company that made the Lego ones. They're like saving the designs. And
yeah, maybe. Oh, look, there's that British company. There's that, remember that knockoff the Legos
that no
bag?
One will make?
Yeah. Yeah, the military ones.
Army Legos.
Yeah, and those are knockoffs, too. So
right. You know,
China skirts all of those laws. Those.
Well, because they're in China.
Right. Well, yeah.
What are you going to do? Hunt them down?
Exactly.
It's like
dumb Starbucks.
Exactly. Dumb Starbucks.
Yeah.
Google it.
Other than that, I do have, I don't have it in here. I thought I had it in here, but Geek Boy Press is a t-shirt vendor that we always see at Geek Flea.
Yeah, yeah.
And I remember them from years ago. I bought a Wash shirt from them at Philadelphia Comic Con, uh-huh. Wizard World with you one year.
Right.
They have really great t-shirts, and they have an Arrow t-shirt now, but they have some really cool Doctor Who shirts and a couple of other Doctor Who and Arrow.
They should be advertising Serenity on this program.
Yeah, so, but you check them out. Geek
Wait,
Boy
Serenity?
Press. Yeah, Serenity.
What is that?
That's that was that on. Movie that Joss Whedon did before Avengers, but after he worked on the script for Toy Story 3.
What was the basis?
Or
of,
in Toy Story, rather.
What was, I don't understand. What was,
Lightning Bug was the basis.
No, that was a different movie.
Oh, but
that
anyway.
Had Laura Prepon
so
in it.
Check out Geek Boy Press. They're pretty cool. They got some great stuff. And again, they're always at Geek Flea, but they have an online store as well, so you can check out their stuff
They should be advertising
this. Well, you never know.
Just saying they should.
So yeah, that's it. Do you guys, anything else?
Yeah.
No, I don't think we could possibly cram another bit of information into this exciting episode.
This was a long episode. Unless, OG. Of course, you don't want cap spoilers. Then it's a really short episode.
Well, I do have one more thing we should talk about because I don't think we should let it go.
Sure. We should have a spoiler chapter divider.
We should. We have to figure it out.
The Ultimate Warrior died.
That's right. And all of these people today were talking about how sad and terrible it was, and they're mourning him.
Yeah.
And they forget that he's a completely lunatic, racist, homophobe.
Okay.
So
that said, let's say a few things about the Ultimate Warrior.
Wait. Did you just
wrestler.
That said?
Yeah.
That being said, Hitler, bad guy.
All things aside.
Put that away.
Whoa.
Yes, I just compared him to Hitler. That did happen.
We're going to take the word of a bunch of rabid wrestling fans as to who the man was outside of the ring. Let's talk about the man inside of the ring. He was a humongous personality.
Absolutely.
In the late 80s
sure.
and early 90s. Humongous. Like Hogan big.
Yeah.
Like he beat Hogan. Didn't he beat Hogan one year?
At WrestleMania, I think. Yeah.
Hogan. I don't remember. But anyway, regardless of the fact of what he was outside of the ring, whether he was, I mean, we all were fans of what's his name, the neck that walked like a man, and then he killed his wife and child. So
Chris Benoit.
We're all fans of Benoit, but you know, like it's still, we're talking about the Benoit in the ring, not the murderous douche
sure.
outside of the ring. No, the sad part of the Ultimate Warrior is the fact that I thought he died like 10 years ago.
You know.
Like, and then all of a sudden he's announced that he's going to be in the Hall of Fame, which is fine also because they put Paul Bearer is in the fucking Hall of Fame this year and he died last year.
That's right.
So like
posthumously.
It's not like this would be a surprise. But then to hear and hear because, you know, I don't really watch wrestling anymore, but to hear that he showed up at WrestleMania and he showed up
at Raw
and so on and so forth. And then he dropped dead
3 days later.
Not even 2 days later.
Yeah.
2 days
later. Yeah, Raw was on Monday. He passed away Wednesday night.
Yep.
Tuesday night.
Maybe he's just staging a comeback.
Yeah. You know, he legally changed his name to Warrior.
That actually isn't true. Actually is not true.
Are you sure?
Yeah, oh yeah. His name, they gave his given name when he died. I can't remember.
I thought he had legally changed it a couple of years ago to Warrior.
No. It's all part of the folklore, sir. This is what I'm saying. We can't take every single piece of this.
No, the racist homophobic stuff is on video.
I know.
I mean, you can take that for what it is.
I know the guy is insane. He was a professional wrestler.
Yeah.
Do you know a sane one? Thank you. So that said, I just thought he was a huge presence.
Sure.
I thought he was a great character.
Absolutely.
I mean, completely on whatever the drug of the day was, cocaine, whatever it was, the drug of the day, or you know, not on anything, or right. And, you know, like, whatever he was a huge personality. And I think the saddest part of the story is not that he was a huge personality, but that he came, like, that they had him back, and he dropped dead a day later.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I mean, that is a nutty, nutty story right there.
It is indeed. It is indeed.
And with that, OG... Now we can end the show.
Oh, good. Well, the wrap-up music's been playing for at least 30 seconds anyway. Yeah. So don't forget, you can check us out online each and every week over at BigKevsGeekStuff.com. Of course, we're also over on Twitter, at GeekStuffOG.
ScapegoatGS.
BK GeekStuff.
And Watch Ooh. Hannibal. You thought you'd get away from it.
No, I knew. I was waiting for you to do it. I figured it would happen.
I tweeted, call the midwife this week.
Oh, did you really?
I sure
said
did.
No one ever.
I didn't watch Game of Thrones this week, so I saw it.
I am not doing Game of Thrones.
Oh, look at you.
I said last week I was not tweeting good Game of Thrones.
I know.
Right.
I know.
You want to tweet something that no one gives a shit about, because that's always good.
Because it's funny. Did you read my tweet? Go over and check out my tweet. And
no,
you'll
no
get,
one else did. But if you tweeted Game of Thrones...
I'll tweet Game of Thrones.
That's probably what we missed. We'll talk about Game of Thrones next week.
And we'll talk about some of the new stuff that we missed. I'm sure there's stuff we missed, and I'm sure someone might call us out on it, but we'll get to it.
Yep.
Other than that, I think that's legitimately it this week.
All right, OG. And so we'll bring this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff, number 325, to a close by saying goodnight, Mickey Rooney, wherever you are.
And on that note, we cue the music.
Roads go ever, ever on, over rock and under tree, by caves where never sun has shone, by streams that never find the sea. Roads go ever, ever on.